On Midwest Week, Illinois confronts the coronavirus with orders to stay home from work and school. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Hannah Meisel, state government and politics reporter for The Daily Line. The Daily Line is a subscription-based news outlet for political and government professionals. So, Hannah, Governor Pritzker has been holding a daily briefing for a couple of months now, and what sort of information is he giving out each day?
Right. Well, every day, basically, the governor or the Illinois Department of Public Health director, Dr. Ngozi Ezike, give the daily medical update, how many new cases have been reported to the department, how many new deaths, unfortunately, and lately that's been quite a bit. And, you know, other metrics, we've gotten into hospital use because that's a very important metric to be monitoring, and that's not something that's, you know, of course, the rest of us can see. That has to be reported by local hospitals. But, you know, we wanted to, as a state, avoid, you know, getting above our capacity, and so far we've been successful at that.
How about the press and the briefings, at least physically? Is anyone there? Is the governor talking to an empty room and a lot of people are on the phone, or what?
It's an almost empty room. Of course, he has his staffers there every day. And, you know, whichever guests are also invited to speak, there's been a variety of doctors, epidemiologists, those who he's consulting with, community partners, people who... You know, for example, on Wednesday, we are now talking on Thursday, but Wednesday he highlighted the disproportionate impact that coronavirus is having on the Hispanic population. And so he brought two members of the Latino community to speak on that. But in terms of press presence, it's definitely declined a couple weeks ago. You know, in order to maintain social distancing guidelines, we moved to a pool system where one broadcast and one print reporter is invited to help take questions from everyone's colleagues. But actually, so far, it's basically only been one broadcast person and the rest of us ask questions online.
Now, do you get an idea who Governor Pritzker is consulting in all of this? I mean, behind the scenes, who is he talking and listening to about all this?
Sure. I mean, he's definitely consulting with the top officials at the Illinois Department of Public Health, like Dr. Ngozi Ezike, which he has with him almost every day. You know, beyond that, of course, it's his own staff who are in contact with all kinds of people from all over Illinois. And, you know, it's also, he, for example, a couple weeks ago, before a big change was made, to Illinois state stay-at-home orders, finally revealing the models that the state is going off of to predict the trajectory of COVID-19 in Illinois. And, you know, that was from a variety of different academic institutions, the University of Chicago, the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, Rush University in Chicago. And so you have all these epidemiologists and, you know, statistical modelers who are, you know, consulting. So, it sounds like the governor's office is listening to a wide variety of experts, but that doesn't mean that some people are pleased with the amount of input that they are getting, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Do you get an impression that people of Illinois are generally in favor of what the governor's doing? Do we have any feeling for how all this is playing in the public?
Yeah, you know, a couple weeks ago, a colleague of mine, Rich Miller at Capitol Facts, he commissioned a poll about the stay-at-home orders. And, you know, the vast majority of Illinoisans are still in favor of pretty tough restrictions because people are afraid. This is a very new virus. This is, of course, there's no vaccine, there's no treatment, and it is devastating. And, you know, people really suffer when they get quite sick with it. You know, but then there are, of course, pockets of Illinois that have been relatively unaffected by coronavirus. You know, some are in rural Illinois, which actually, you know, could be worse because in a rural area, you don't really have the health access that you have in a more populated area. But the perception of you know, you yourself and your life, especially if you live in an area that's been relatively unaffected by the disease, and you say, well, why can't I go out to my local restaurant? Why can't I go out and, you know, run my small business? It's, you know, of course, it's had a devastating economic impact on the state, and one that it can be pretty tough to recover from. And in some cases, some businesses won't recover at all, unfortunately. And people are, of course, angry about that because it's their livelihoods. It's stuff that they've built, you know, for years. And to see all of that wiped out by something that you, again, you're not sure that you're even seeing it in your area, there's going to be confusion and anger. But the vast majority of Illinoisans are still pretty in favor of tough restrictions to make sure that before opening up Illinois' economy writ large, it's safe to do so.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, what has changed in the governor's orders since the very beginning? The very beginning was, I guess you could say, sort of a strict lockdown, as many people as possible stay at home. And what relaxation or changes have there been since then?
In the new stay-at-home order, which took effect on Friday, May 1st, the governor loosened some restrictions on outdoor recreation, for example, opening up some state parks, not all of them. People can also now play golf. That is definitely a socially isolated kind of sport where you spread out on a golf course. And, you know, a few restrictions listed on voting. However, you can still only have one or two people in the boat. In terms of retail, the retail stores that were considered non-essential before can now open in order to fulfill online orders or orders for pickup. And then also, with that, Illinoisans must wear a face covering in public if, you know, if they're outside and can't socially distance, and must wear a face covering inside, you know, in public, especially grocery stores.
Now, there have been a couple of challenges to the governor's orders filed by some Republican members of the General Assembly. Specifically, what are they saying? They're saying the governor can't do this, or he's gone too far, or what?
Right. The two state lawsuits filed in county circuit courts by Representative Darren Bailey, he's from a small town in southeastern Illinois called Xenia, and Representative John Cabello from McChesney Park by Rockford, they have both filed lawsuits claiming that the governor's stay-at-home orders are unconstitutional because Illinois' constitution only vests the governor with the power to declare disaster declarations for 30 days and 30 days only. Of course, we've never seen anything like this, especially since the latest version of Illinois' constitution was ratified in 1970. And so they claim that the 30 days per emergency is all he gets, whereas, you know, the governor has gone ahead and done three consecutive disaster orders and may, in fact, do more. And under those disaster orders so far, at my last count, he's made 34 executive orders, including these three stay-at-home orders. And so they say it's unconstitutional. And Representative Darren Bailey, he actually won his court case, and he became the only Illinoisan to be kind of immune from the governor's newest stay-at-home order that's been appealed to the Illinois Supreme Court. But he's also now withdrawn his lawsuit, which is interesting. He claims that he has even more damning evidence, and he's going to refile his case.